Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Eagles and the Cowboys go tonight, and I've heard people talking all week long about how critical this matchup is, how absolutely important this matchup is in the NFC East. And sometimes I wonder if sports media has amnesia. Because I will make some bold predictions right now. Tonight's game will not determine the winner of the NFC East. It won't be the reason, because I'm going to tell you who wins the NFC East right now. The Philadelphia Eagles are winning the NFC East. It doesn't matter who wins tonight. The Eagles are going to win the NFC East. Now, I'm going to base that on the fact that they've played six games. The teams are dead even. But the Cowboys have had the Mickey Mouse Club portion of their schedule, which is how the Cowboys managed to get the 3-0. The Cowboys' only wins were playing the Mickey Mouse Club. The trifecta of Giants, Dolphins, Redskins in a three-week period, which honestly, there are local high schools in the Atlanta area that have played three tougher games in a matter of 3 weeks than what the Cowboys did when they got off to the 3-0 start. You remember when Kellen Moore was the genius, and when Jason Garrett was absolutely, you know, reinventing the game. People thought that. Yeah, they did. People thought that. I always admire the over-the-top stuff that people come up with beginning of the season. The drastic opinions that everybody gets. I always wonder if people have amnesia, and I'll tell you why. Do you know what happened last year? The Dallas Cowboys won the division, hosted a playoff game, and beat the Seattle Seahawks. Do you know what the Cowboys' record was after 8 weeks last year, Shep?
Not good.
3-5. 3-5. Yet they won the division and then won a playoff game in the wild card weekend round. Do you know what the Eagles' record was, Shep, after 10 games last year?
Better than the Cowboys.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
They were 4-6. The Eagles were 4-6 after 10 weeks. The Eagles made the playoffs, and the Eagles won a playoff game. We do things, and guess what? I fall victim to this too. I'm not trying to be just critical of the people who have this opinion. Because believe me, listen every week for 4 hours, you're going to get yours full of stupid opinions in retrospect when we go back and look at them. But anybody who is making tonight's game out to be some desperate affair for the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles doesn't pay attention. These are two really talented clubs. These are two clubs that last year showed you at 3-5 and 4 and 6 that they weren't buried, they weren't debacles, and that they had a chance to not only win a playoff game, but then got to the next round. You remember, the Cowboys could have beaten the Rams on the road, and the Eagles absolutely could have beaten the Saints on the road. So not only did they both go and win playoff games after 3-5 and 4-6 starts, 3-5 and 4-6, think about that, to be 4-6 at Thanksgiving, that's atrocious. But the talent rose to the top and the coaching rose to the top and they found their way in and then they found a way to win a playoff game. So when you're watching tonight's game, and I'm sure that Chris Collinsworth is going to tell you 5,000 times how critical this game is in the NFC East when it's an absolute joke, because I'm already spoiling it for you. The Eagles are winning the NFC East. The only question is whether the Cowboys grab themselves a wild card. Now, should the Cowboys lose tonight, they're digging themselves another hole. And I'm not sure it's going to be as easy to dig out of it, because this year the NFC is better. The NFC North is better, top to bottom, than it was last year. So you're going to have some problems. You have two teams in the NFC South that could go to the postseason. You have two of the best teams in the NFC and the NFC West. This is a different year. You start out 4-6 this year. My guess is you're not going to be able to sneak in on the last weekend of the season like the Eagles did last year. But if anybody is painting this as a must-win tonight or anything like that, that's ridiculous.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.